This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. Seatsrus.com.au.
98.9 FM, Murray Country. Welcome back. Now, we have Greta Zilla on the line, as promised. How are you?
I am well, thank you. How are you?
We are amazing, Greta. Now, you're based in Melbourne, is that correct?
Yes, I am.
You must be cheering for Friday.
I really am.
Are you a type of person that, I mean, do you like being at home or you'd rather be, you know, out and about?
It was really weird last year. Like, you know, you spend so much of your year away on, you know, doing shows
yep.
and tours, and you just get used to it. And then not having that, I forgot that I really do enjoy being at home.
You're like, oh, this is nice. Interesting.
Yeah.
But, I mean, after the fifth time in Melbourne, it's probably gotten a little bit, all right,
yeah,
we're done now.
I've had enough of it now.
Yeah.
But it was good.
You lucky you've got some company, though. You've got a little chihuahua, don't you?
I do. I have my little dog, Lester.
Lester. Where did that name come from?
It was actually from a Corblund song.
Oh, okay.
It's about, that song is about a guy that just can't quite get it right.
Okay.
it's weirdly fitting.
Right.
You're not only a chihuahua owner, but I see that you've got a bit of a green thumb as well. I've been stalking you a little bit. You like your plants and obviously living in Melbourne as well. You love your coffee.
Yes, that's true. I am a bit of an indoor plant fanatic. My house is a little wild.
But they're alive.
Yeah, it's alive.
Okay, I might give you my wife's number. You could just give her a call and just tell her how to look after them, and then we'll be fine.
Oh, you know, there's these pot plants.
It's easy in Queensland.
not when my wife looks after them.
There are actually pots now, Gerard, that tell you, like, they've got this little face on the front, and it changes from a smiley face to a sad face and tells you it needs to be watered.
Really?
Maybe that's an investment.
Well, I feel, Greta, I feel bad because my wife always, we go to Bunnings and we go, all right, we'll get that one. And she goes, I'm going to get this. And I was like, when we get in the car, I take a little bit of a whisper to the plant. I'll say, commiserations, and I'm sorry before we get home.
Wow.
I know, it's not good, but she's got to learn sometimes, and I might have to get some tips off you. we're here to talk about your single,
Fan the Fire.
Fan the Fire, the remix. It's amazing. Tell us about this.
Thank you. So I had wanted to, you know, as an independent musician and someone that was in Victoria last year, you know, I felt a little bit antsy and kind of wanted to do something and do something different and fun and just bring a bit of joy back.
Yeah.
If it was really only just for me, just for the fun of it. And my guitarist, I was talking to him and he often tells me stories about, you know, the things, as you do when you're friends. And he was telling me that he used to do some work for Ministry of Sound. And I kind of, this little light bulb went off and I was like, well, do you reckon you'd be keen to do a remix of one of my songs one day? And he said, yes. And then I was, you know, listening to the tracks and I thought, oh, Fan the Fire could be fun. And it ended up being a single. And yeah, it was just this like happy coincidence of timing. And yeah, it was, you know, we released it as the remix just for the joy of it, you know.
Well,
people to want to dance and sing along and have a smile on their faces.
Well, if the song Fan the Fire wasn't as good as it was, I mean, now it's, you're right, it's amazing. I mean, what a connection to have too with, you know, the Ministry of Sound, like that mix on it. I mean, I never would have thought about, you know, it come from, you know, it stemmed from there. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. And, it, you know, it was something that my Damien Caffarella did the remix. It's something that he hasn't done for, I don't know, for ages. He mainly, you know, is a producer and a guitarist for other country acts. And yeah, it was something he was really keen on trying out, and that's what he came up with for the first time, and, you know, remixing something in, you know, 100 years.
Well, were you a little bit nervous, because the song itself before the remix, I mean, it's an amazing song, you know, we listen to here a lot on 98.9, but were you a little bit nervous, you know, knowing that your baby was, you know, going to be transformed into something else, and you didn't know what it was going to be?
Yeah, I will admit that I was, and because I'm not, you know, I don't sort of listen to dance music or remixes of stuff. I kind of wasn't, I didn't know what to expect, but I know Damien and I trusted him, and I knew he wasn't going to make it into something that was
crappy.
Terrible.
Yeah. Gotcha. No, I gotcha. It would have been very nerve wracking, but has it sort of opened your eyes a little bit now? You know, not just remixes, but trying to expand your, experiments with what you want to do with your music?
Yeah, it's something that I've been leaning towards these past 12, 18 months. My next album that's coming out in September is a little bit, it's different again from Queen of Boomtown, and the next album's going to be different again.
Probably
a little bit more using those pop sounds.
Yep. Do you find that, you know, as much as you enjoy doing that part of it, it's sort of the road that a lot of people are going, and it's opening people's eyes to country music as well, like getting people in. And I think when you say country music to people, Greta, they get a bit nervous. They're like, "Oh, well, I don't really listen to that." But if you guys, you know, were taking the reins for this and trying to mix it up, well, you know, we get as country listeners, we get to go, "Oh, well, you are listening to country, by the way."
Yeah,
and I think working backwards,
someone that has country influences. Like, I don't want to change that as a songwriter.
No.
You know, country songwriters are, you know, among the best songwriters. Like, you listen to some, no offense to contemporary pop music, and, you know, some of it won't stand the test of time compared to country songs.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And I think, with, like, sort of bringing people into the country genre, it sort of works if you've got some of this and you sort of work backwards. Like, they hear this and then they hear maybe the original of Fan the Fire and they're like, "Oh, all right."
Like,
and then they
too,
hear
yeah.
different songs of yours, and then they're like, "Oh, okay, I actually do like this. I just didn't really get what it was."
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, what I do, you know, in Americana, it's kind of, I have the privilege of sort of doing whatever, and it fits into my genre.
Yep. Well, you're doing a great job at it. We love the new remix. We love the original as well. But thank you for getting out of your comfort zone and you know, giving us that opportunity to listen to music like this. Because, like we said, we love it here at 98.9. And we like your stuff, Greta. Keep going.
Thank
because
you.
we will keep playing it.
Thank you very much.
When
This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. Seatsrus.com.au.